When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Forever Dog.
The goody goody.
Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody bee. On the last goody goody, Mitra revealed you had sex not with family.
First, I'm not having sex with my family on vacation.
It was a huge moment for everyone. Everyone in Mitra's life was so proud.
Well, it's so scary to do it outside of the family. You never know how it's going to go. Like,
to which Sabrina said, he thinks you're his dad. Not in that order. Let's get back in to the conversation.
Well, and I'll be 16.
You're finally 16. Mitra, what are you going to do before the big boom on six?
When I turn 16, I don't know. I think hopefully I'll be a mom. And
oh my God. Are you going to be a mom?
I want to be a mom.
Okay.
Slay.
Slay queen.
Slay queen.
You going to do it in 10 years? Okay, I asked for that chainsaw to stop. That man needs to leave the studio. Between the sound effects and the interviews, I cannot handle men coming in here and get the man out of here with
no,
his
stay.
Chainsaw.
Stay! Stay! I was going to try and sing that Rihanna Stay song, but I immediately failed. Because the note was so long that I was like, I can't.
I need you to stay!
She holds it for so long.
How does the song go?
I can't do it. I can't.
Not in that order. Let's get
actually,
back in
to
the conversation.
It is like
conversation.
Getting foggier and foggier in my memory.
The song is,
like,
and I'm desperate
stay.
For anything. You singing a Rihanna song is enough, is like satiates me wanting new Rihanna music. No, it does. Why? I fucking hate when I start saying something and I don't really believe it, but I'm like only midway.
Oh, so I'm not the same as
no,
Rihanna.
You're not. No, as I was saying it at first, I thought that that's what I felt, but it's truly not. You singing an old Rihanna song is not the same, and I won't stand for it.
Okay. Well,
Mitra opened up her blouse.
It is so hot, but also I have 3 heating pads on because my cramps are so bad. And it's the only thing that like makes them
stop.
Oh
my God. Here's a goody goody tip. Get the fucking heating pads. Tiger Bomb brand name is what I've been using. Mm-hmm. And just fucking sticker them all over your body and just feel the warmth of Tiger himself rubbing
it's
you.
It's so nice, but it is obviously very, it's hot.
It's taxing on your temperature.
Yes, but it is the only thing that really effectively stops the cramps.
I think we've taken a proper detour away from the subject of how to deal with internet trolls, but I would like to get back to it.
Okay.
Taking a break that's a great and only probably thing that solves it. It's just weird because the reel of it, and I'm kind of gearing up for when I do this show, mm-hmm. There's already like comments. My friend Ido, who plays, she's Nigerian and she plays, she's American, but she is Nigerian and this is what people reacted to. She plays a nurse and someone, or not a nurse, a doctor. She's a woman, so I just immediately said nurse.
Yeah.
But she, the preview for Carol's second act played and then like there was this comment being like, oh, of course, there's a token black lady. And it's like, of course, the person saying that sucks. But like, it's so hard not to. And like, people comment, I've had videos online, comedy videos on the internet.
Give us YouTube. The full URL right
well,
now.
www.com/Sabrina Jellies. There's just like, when videos play and then like, most of the comments are like, women are disgusting. Shut up. Actually, one of the reviews, please review this podcast. Go on the podcast thingy and then just click 5 stars and then say a comment or don't. But if you do say a comment, don't make it what this guy said, which was, what is the review? It's like, I thought this was a comedy podcast, but it's just two women talking. And it's like, even the fact that he said two women, it's obviously a dude. He doesn't like to hear two women.
Also, every like male comedy podcast is like 17 guys who look exactly the same talking for 9 hours straight about nothing. So
like, about Joe Rogan's boxing gloves.
Yeah, I mean, and that's like, I bet, but like, do that for 7 hours, not nine.
Oh, I know. Trim that too. yeah, like just advice, I guess, in general. And I think probably this applies to every single person now because it's crazy how young people's were. Was this your world? Was Instagram in high school for you?
No, I mean, I think like early college, but I was also like slower to get online, I think. But yeah, around, I think like when I started college, I was aware of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all so terrible. So it's just like figuring out what, if you need to sort of, if you feel like you need to use it for work, then figuring out like what makes it, like for me, it's like, I don't have notifications. I don't have apps on my, like the actual apps on my phone. So I don't look at it. And, yeah, I just try to, and I like follow, I don't follow people who make me feel bad, or I mute people that I need to mute to not feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
Because I do, like, especially now that I'm in LA, I feel like I am more in like the compare and despair kind of mindset, because I'm just like seeing people in person less than I was in New York.
Yeah.
And I also see people who do work that is different from mine less here, which is a big deal.
What do you mean,
to
like
me.
Stand up?
Like, yeah, so many people are involved in the same industry here. Whereas,
yes,
like in New York, my circle was certainly like more sprawling and in other fields.
But in my brain, you're so doing so good, but there's still compare and despair in all different.
Yeah, I mean, and not necessarily
show,
related
you,
to like
just wrapped on
career
a cool
stuff.
Yeah,
like,
got you.
I feel really happy with what I do and like what the work that I get to do. Like,
uh-huh.
I love the places that I've worked and the people that I work with, but it's more just like other stuff that I'm still figuring out here. Where
like,
it's like
Tamara just had a fucking personality breakthrough.
Yeah, she's so smart. But really, it's like, you know, people.
Tamara
just had a personality breakthrough.
Rivalry for you, I think is the right name.
Yeah, Tamara just had a personality breakthrough, and I'm taking it pretty hard. But it's like
it's like, babe, do you want to go to the park? No,
Tamara's at the park.
Tamara just figured out how she could deal with her emotions in a more balanced way.
Oh, Tamara was just very fucking vulnerable in her Instagram story. So, yeah, I'm not going to be going to the park today. Need some time to sit and process. But it's a bad place. So just spending less time in the bad place.
Yeah, spend less time in the bad place. Lisa, last episode we were talking about, she dissed Bernie Sanders on MSNBC, and
oh my
then
God.
Everybody came for her. But like, first she got so popular, first she gained 15,000 followers, and then they found old tweets of hers that were very bad. Like, she said really bad things. Just like, I mean, I know that you listened to it last episode, but fuck it. I mean, let's celebrate it again. She just said, listen to the episode to find out what tweets they found. But basically, it was really, she had to like put out one of those, like when you screen grab a note on your phone, because it's like,
yeah,
a really long apology.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
She did that. And then, but what she was saying about it was like, the real friendships like meant more. Like, that was like a thing that she felt while she was describing this, the drama online. She was just saying like, it meant so much to me that my friends were reaching out to me. You start, I think probably it puts, when the internet becomes such a dark and weird and like disconnected place, then it shines a light on how beautiful real friendships.
Yeah. And I think this year I like moving to LA was just such a big, huge thing for me, just because like it came with so many big life changes at the same time that
You got your front teeth.
I got my front teeth. You know, because like after I lost my baby teeth a couple years ago, the front teeth didn't come in, which was fine for a long time. But it just like, people don't take you as seriously in the workplace when you don't have your two front teeth. So, you know, I started taking growth hormones so that I could grow my two front teeth, which then led to me having one really big calf. So then it was a journey to try and make the other calf as big, because I'm not going to shame the big calf. I'm going to make the other calf just as big. But for that, I had to start using steroids in just my one calf. But that gave me a really big pinky finger. And that meant that I couldn't wear my pinky ring on that finger.
But honestly, you've never looked better with all of those misshapen.
And of course, my horrible scoliosis. And growing a foot.
I like that you're diagonal.
Thank you.
It makes me tilt my head in a way that makes me feel empathetic.
Thank you. Yeah. And being diagonal and my horrible scoliosis has made me an empath, which I think is huge in this scene.
Okay. When did you meet Wit? Give it up, girl.
Slay, hunty. I met Wit like 2 years ago at a show.
Okay. And then you saw him on stage and said, "That boy is mine." And the microphone said, "You need to give it up.
Yes.
He's holding me right now." And the microphone's name was Tamara.
Tamara. So Tamara, actually, now that we're talking about Tamara, she has done a lot for me in my life. And I think we need to mend things. So
you're
Tamara,
to her right now.
If you're listening right now, give me a call, sis. Sorry, my phone's ringing.
Oh, just pick it up.
Okay. Sorry, I'm picking it up. Hello?
Hello?
Wait, Tamara? Wait, this is a new number.
Yeah, I told you when we met, you can change your number. You can change the size of your calf. But I'll fucking find you, Mika.
I mean, it's really nice to talk to you. I miss the sound of your voice. I miss all the great advice that you gave me. And I just wanted to apologize for the way that my jealousy tainted our friendship.
I totally forgive you, girl.
Drinks, my please.
You know it.
I impulsively bought a snow cone machine on the 4th of July. So come over.
I miss you.
Miss you, girl.
And
a classic
beep.
Hang up. Another ring.
Wait, so Tamara just called you.
Oh my God. Sorry, that was so weird. Tamara just called me. And I think we're good.
Okay, cool. So then you just met Wit, and then you just said, "I love you." And he said, "I love you." And
immediately.
You guys kissed.
We were on the same show. We were friends for like a year. And then we had, every time I came to LA, we saw each other every day that I was in LA. But I was like, that's just what friends do. They go to the mall 5 times
in
a week.
So in the beginning, you were like, we're going to be friends.
Well, I was dating someone when we met. And
ooh,
I,
who
yeah.
the name? Tell me the full name, size, body weight.
His name is Tony Soprano. He is 32
shit.
Pounds. He is 14 feet tall. And he is also a comedian.
Okay, well, I can see why you were trying to hold on to that relationship.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
really,
yeah.
It seems like his body shape would make it really easy to hold him.
Yeah, his cordon set just dropped, so check him out.
So you were in a relationship, and then you were hanging out with Wit every day, and then you were like, this is better than my relish.
Well, I went back to New York, and then that relationship ended, and then after that, I was coming to LA a lot, and we were seeing each other a lot, and like talking a lot when I was away, and yeah, I had a huge crush, and then finally was staying in a room with Patty, and every night I would come back from hanging out with Wit and being like, I don't know what, I don't know. I can't tell. She's like, this is so annoying. Just send a text right now because I can't hear you talk about this anymore.
And what was the text?
It's like the most embarrassing. It was just like, hi, it's been so nice hanging out with you. I think you're really cute. I think you're really cool. And that was it. She like wrote a draft of it, and I was like, it's too vulnerable. And then it was just more flirty than, and I was very like, I was just so scared.
And what did he write back? And how long did it take to write back?
Well, I put my phone on airplane mode and like threw it across the room as soon as I sent it because
whoa.
I was so nervous. And then like 15 minutes later, looked at the phone and he was like, I like you too.
Sometimes the bravest thing you can do, and take it from me, it's the bravest. Put your airplane mode for 15 men. 15 men of airplane.
I was so scared. But then, yeah, like immediately we were like kind of
boyfriend, girlfriend.
Basically, like I mean, I don't think we like called it that for a while, but it was like we were doing long distance and stuff.
Did you have any thoughts about the fact that you're both in the same biz? And was your last people, you've dated people in the biz?
I have, yeah.
It's kind of how you've done your thing.
Yeah, that's basically how
famously
I
it's
climbed through those fucking ranks.
How you get your cool pitches.
On my knees, sucking dick. Yeah, I've been slurping down cum and now I got
dicks.
My own show.
Ladder of dicks. Ladder of dicks.
Well, if you stack the dicks high enough, you got a show on Adult Swim.
And you do motivational talks for young
yeah,
children,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
So I go into mostly all girls schools and let them know that if
and
they
do bring a diagram
down
of the
enough,
dicks?
Well, I have home videos of myself doing it, and okay. I just provide them with that. And I'm like, so this guy runs a comedy venue in Argentina, and I was able to headline
we
there.
Got a phone call coming through.
Oh my god!
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Oh, sorry, that was me calling. I was trying to call Domino's Pizza, get some slices for you.
It
me
is
and
your
Wolfie.
Favorite restaurant is Domino's.
I
Pizza.
Do love Domino's genuinely very much.
Okay, but I want to get back into your Dominino. Everybody knows that's short
so,
for a relationship.
So Sabrina did a pre-interview with Wit, and that is what I call him, my Dominino, and I'm his Dominina.
It's so nice to see you guys walking up and down York Street with your whips and your leashes.
Yeah.
But they're cute. That's why there's a
Nina. No, it's cute. Nina. It's cute. It's sweet.
Okay. So dating a comic is not difficult when you're dating a chill comic, or is there still problems with like...
Not really. I mean, I feel it was nice to be friends for so long because I knew that he thought I was like funny and cool and, you know, mutually.
Yes.
And that he just made me feel really smart and funny. And like that was really important to me. It was like, I just want the person, like if we're going to be in the same industry, we need to think that the other person is good at it.
Yes.
But he thinks I'm funny and I think he's funny and a million other nice things. But like with as far, and I also knew that he thought me being successful was like very hot, which is not always the case with especially like
with niñas.
With niños.
Niños, of course.
with the guys. So that was like made it a lot easier that I knew that he thought it was cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So he's nice to me. I'm nice to him. Except for when I feel like think we're running late.
Okay.
Then I'm ice cold.
Okay.
Okay. Sabrina doesn't believe it. Sabrina's team Wit, and she knows that.
No,
I'm
this is my impression of a podcaster who's given up on keeping any balls in the air. Okay.
Okay, well, I guess that's fucking cool. Next thing. Yeah, next thing. Yeah, like, where are you from? Yeah, no, like, yeah, like, bad things have happened to me, too. So,
Oh, before I lose you, I do need to know. I do have to know.
Wait, Sabrina, real quick, I am ready to learn about you.
Okay, go. Okay. Fucking ask me. I'm dying to tell you.
Does Wolfie think I'm cool?
Okay. He actually recorded a message for you.
Mm-hmm. Say mama.
Dada.
No, no, no. Mama.
Dada.
Isn't that cute?
Is that?
That's what he thinks of you. He thinks you're his dad.
I would love that. I would love to take your place.
I'm here on location in my family home with a special note from Wolfie.
Oh, he's so good.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's like the most like spiritual baby I've ever seen.
I know.
He's
and I
so,
feel
like smart.
All babies exude some kind of wisdom because they're not like enrolled in society yet. So it's
right.
Like, teach me how to not tweet.
Yeah.
Or just, you know.
Yeah. I love him. And you have the best dog. Best house, best wife. Damn, I have to figure it out.
Okay, well, I guess if I was to give it to you, I'd be like, damn, you're so funny. You're just like a nice person. You just like, you like got your Dominino.
I got my
Dominino. You just got like, back from Hawaii. And like, honestly, you very authentic person. You've got like 30 heating pads on. She's unwrapping literally.
I'm sweating so I would say much.
3 meters she's taken of heat pads off of her body that is only 1 meter long.
I can't tell you. Like, I thought
there
I was
is
pass
a stack of heating
today.
Pads the size of dicks that Mitra climbed on to get here to the podcast today.
Woo. Wow.
Well, you have a podcast too, right?
I know. I have such a hard time talking about like my family in any real way. It's like what makes me my career in stand-up incredibly limited in terms of what I'll be able to do.
Because it's like you're talking shit about your family, and eventually if it goes somewhere, it's going to go on TV and they're going to be like, cool, yeah, I guess my butt's a little big.
Yeah, I don't like saying anything that is true about myself. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, I feel comfortable talking about myself, but truly just kind of myself.
Yeah. Does that even go for a wit? Like, you wouldn't want to talk about wit on stage.
I don't. I mostly, like, when I go on stage, I'm, like, telling jokes, but I'm, like, there's never anything really true in there.
Really?
Yeah. It's all, like, character-y and, like, more surreal because I just feel, like, I don't feel comfortable doing it. I get why other people do it, and it's really fun, and I love watching stand-up, mm-hmm. genuinely. Like, I don't think I'll ever be sick of it, but it's just, like, and, like, Wit is, like, really, really open in what mm-hmm. he does, and I think it's
I
cool.
guess, for me, I always feel like there's got to be a nugget of truth for something, too. Like, for instance, the Comedy Central set that you did, mm-hmm. which is so funny. Look it up. Thanks. Mitra Johari, Comedy Central. It is a character of a nightmare person looking for a roommate, kind of. But yeah. The truth behind it is that you are parodying everybody's insecurities. You're parodying real things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like writing jokes about stuff. It's just not like, I think it's like one step removed from me. It's yeah. either like making jokes about somebody else or like something that is true about me, but done in like sort of an arm's length way, because I just like, I'm just like really sensitive about what I share about my life. So access is really important to me, like limiting what access people have to me.
Well,
which
you're
is
making
fun.
Me rethink every fucking thing I've done in my life.
No, yours is the. I love seeing your life.
Okay,
in person and online.
Stories, I put them out.
I love it.
Instagram,
I love it because I get to see Wolfie all the time.
You can too. Follow me on Instagram and don't follow Mitra. She don't want you to. But that is probably going to get a lot of eyeballs on your thinking when you say no. People say yes.
Yeah. Don't look at me.
Okay.
Don't look at me.
Me too. Either on the vault. Mitra, thank you so much for being on the Goody Goody.
Thanks for having me on the Goody Goody.
Before you go, share one Goody Goody tip.
Goody Goody tip is, my thing right now is just, this is like so sad, but unfortunately, just like I've been like really forcing myself to read more books.
Oh, it's so hard.
It's so embarrassing, like especially because like so much of what we do is like reading and writing and like
arithmetic.
It's arithmetic, and like I think of my comedy as math, and
neuroscience.
I think of my comedy as math, and. No, I mean, I think just like doing stuff outside of the thing that you do, especially if you do a creative thing.
Ooh,
like
that's a spicy tip.
That's a spicy tip. But
yeah, reading about things that are outside of what you.
I've just been reading a lot of like, I've read this book, Tampa and Made for Love. They're by this author, Alyssa Nutting, who's like really, really funny fiction writer. And,
cool. Tampa and Made for Love.
Yeah. And they're not like, it's like funny. Like, you know, like there's like book funny and yeah. there's funny. And those books are funny
cool.
and really, really cool. But yeah, just like, and just like being alone. Be alone.
Yeah, that's a hard one too.
Yeah. and like really
you're
alone.
Like me, like to just you get a second alone and it's like, who do I FaceTime?
Yeah, I'm immediate. Like anytime I'm alone, I'm like, oh, I need to call a friend from high school. Like if yes. I have an, like Whit pointed out, where I was like, every time I have an evening free, I'm like, let's get dinner and reconnect with someone. And yeah. It's like, just fucking sit down and be alone.
Yeah.
My and then you're nicer.
Manager Sam, when I called her before my period dropped, before the album of my period dropped.
I got this new EP. It's all the fucking blood gushing out of me. Check it out.
Now for your daily reminder that I'm the star of a sitcom. I called Sam and I was like, cause she's also my friend, but because I don't think if she was just my manager, I would call. I mean, maybe I would. I don't know. Whatever. I called her and I was like, I don't feel connected to my stand up today. And she was like, OK, like literally, that's totally fine. You're not like it's like you the way you're acting or the way you're treating yourself about this. The panic behind it is as if you like stood next to your lemon tree and you were like, make lemons, you know, that like a tree yeah. needs to be a tree and be in the sun and get the water. And then like, and then, oh my God, a gorgeous lemon pops up. But you're not like, it's been 3 days, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah, taking breaks and all that kind of stuff, like going on vacation for the first time.
Okay. So our homework after this podcast is spend 1 minute alone, read 3 pages.
Yes. And then tell everyone about it.
That's what I do with books. I read the first chapter, then I start bragging about how I know all the lessons of the book. I start talking about it, and then I'm like, well, I kind of know the book. Like,
I mean, I basically read the book. Like, I read the book. The book, so yeah. I basically read the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. It's time.
To call Tamara back.
I'm actually going to call my mom after this.
Wow, that's heaven.
Any messages you'd like me to pass on to her?
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks Thank for all the joy they're giving. I actually don't. Is that, that's
Rihanna's song, Stay.
That is Rihanna's song, Stay. So yes. I finally remember the lyrics for her song,
Call
Stay.
Your mommy.
Daily reminder that I'm the star of a sitcom is really, really good. And it is true. It's so crazy that you're like, it's like the best, but it is like you and Joel Kim Booster both. I'm just like, oh, yeah. They're just like on real shows.
I don't even know that it's real until it really happens. But I think everything, it can't be a prank.
No, it can't be a prank.
It would be so expensive.
It's a very expensive prank. Gotcha, bitch.
Bitch, I got you. All right. Patricia Heaton, that was a hologram.
Patricia Heaton, best role of her life is pretending that there's anyone else in Carol's second act.
All right, everybody.
Okay, I actually physically am being removed from the space.
Oh, you are being cold, but that is only because we love you and we want you to keep reading. We want you to get back into that book. Do you want to call my mom with me?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Hello, private caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's me, Sabrina.
It's not Sabrina. I know her voice.
Is this me? Is this my voice?
You can't fool me. She fooled me too many times.
This has happened before.
I do this to her every single day. Mama. Mama.
Yes, Dina.
Mama.
Yes, Dina.
Mama.
Dina.
Mama. Mama.
Dina.
That's my first time improvising with my mom.
And scene?
I have Mitra Johari on the line with you, mom.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Mitra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. You're actually only the second person that I know that has that first name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they also Persian?
I don't think it's that common.
Are they Persian?
It's actually, well, you know, Dina, you were here when Jamie's niece was yes. here. Her name is Mitra. Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by Jamie's niece. Jamie's niece. Well, you gotta have one.
Jamie's parents. Jamie's mother, I think, was Iranian, and the father was Pakistani.
Is there controversy around Iranian or Persian? People don't want to be called.
I mean,
I think Mitra's mother had a Iranian mother, and then but she also got married to an Iranian. So I guess, you know, they're Iranian. Yeah.
Seems like a really Iranian bunch.
Good for them.
But what is that, Mitra? Is you say Iranian or Persian?
I usually say Persian, but it's like, you know, whatever.
There's no politics around it?
It's the same thing, really.
It's the same thing, yeah. They're interchangeable.
Persian, people know what I mean. If I say Iranian, they know what, you know.
Exactly, but I will say, like,
the old traditional name, and Iranian is more new.
Well, I think, like, a lot of Americans don't know what Persian is. Like, I'll say Iranian sometimes if I'm...
Well, they know now what Iran is.
They know what Iran is, but they...
Know what Iran is, yes.
Yeah, they definitely know what Iran is, but they don't always know what Persian is, even though they're the same thing. Yeah.
Do you know Mitra's half Persian, half American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
What's your racial breakdown, Mama?
Mine?
Yeah.
I'm Swiss.
And what do Swiss,
I'm pure Swiss.
What do Swiss people do better than all of our ethnicities?
I don't know. It's just, they're neutral.
That's good.
You know that.
Stay cool, calm temper. Hey, Mom, when you don't have your period anymore, right?
But
when you
did get
Mama. Quick switch.
They're pretty law abiding.
All right.
That's good.
Huh?
Yes, yes.
Did you get crazy before you got your period, when you got your period?
Not really, no.
Well, that's a very Swiss answer.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to talk about it, but no. The answer is no. Whatever is normal, a little bit of, you know, stomach ache or whatever, you know, like cramps.
Picture
bit,
a normal thing. That was me.
Nothing to write home about.
Or get arrested about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mom. I wanted to talk to you because Mitra and I were talking. Well, we've been talking about all sorts of stuff, but we were at one point talking about, like, internet trolls and how to deal. Like, Mitra was on this really popular podcast, and I've been on it too. And then when I was on it and when she was on it, people were just like, "Who's this bitch? I hate the sound of her voice." Like, they hate the sound of a female voice, basically, but also just really negative comments online. First of all, you never had to deal with that growing up because you were born, you were like, grew up in a purely pre-cell phone time.
That's the thing. Yeah, you know, with all this social media and everything, there's just too much, and it can really, you know, if you're not a strong person, I think you can get depressed.
Yeah,
because nobody's going to post on their Facebook that, you know, unless their name is Sabrina Jalise, that they just got their period and they're not feeling well. Everybody's posting how, you know, life is great and they're going on holidays and this
so
and that.
So now aren't you glad that I post?
Nobody says, oh, I'm short on money for my rent or whatever, right? So,
Mom, I will spot you.
People, huh?
I'll spot you if you're short on your rent.
I think it's a real middle class. It can make people depressed, you know?
Yeah,
it can
of course.
Make people depressed.
And when
it's
you
much.
Were when you were younger,
people...
Mom, when you were younger, were you ever bullied?
No, I was never a bully.
I was strong,
but I was never a bully.
No. I mean, were you ever bullied?
Like the victim?
Bullied?
Yeah, the victim.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Wow.
You know, I grew up in a very innocent neighborhood. I think everything was very innocent. You know.
That's
no,
very
I don't
nice.
Think I was bullied. You know, I mean, there were certain people maybe that, you know, felt that they had the upper hand, but I can't say that I was bullied.
And what did you do to them?
You know, what would I do to them?
The people that felt like they had the upper hand.
I don't think I was a fighter at that time. You know, I would probably just let them be and do my own thing, you know.
That's great. At that time.
At that time, but it was nothing really bad, like nothing that, you know, you could really say it's bullying, you know.
Well, what did you do for, because I know when I was younger, I was 100% wearing Samir's clothes, having a mushroom cut, running around topless on the playground, and people were like, that's a boy. And then I felt certain ways about it. Like when people called me a boy, I remember someone called me a boy in the bathroom, and I told you, and it had kept on happening, and you looked at me and you're like, I don't understand. You have two earrings. But like, how do you deal with your kid being bullied?
You were not running around in the playground topless. Come on. Maybe when you were Wolfie's age.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, Wolfie's age. Wasn't I like at Lester B. Pearson, like running around top? I mean, I'm not saying that. I think that's a good thing. Make no mistake, I would love it if it was.
No, but you were not. You were not.
Everything's
normal
here.
That's a pipe dream.
A pipe dream. You know? Well, I have a memory of like like playing topless.
No, I cannot remember anything like that, and I can't produce any pictures to that effect. So, you know.
Okay,
I mean,
so,
even swimming, you always had a swimming suit. You were never, you know, like just with the bottom on.
I know, but so, I don't know. But that's neither here nor there nor in the pipe. What I want to know is, how would you, like, surely at one point I was bullied or Samir was bullied or had a tough time. What was your advice to us? Like, how would you deal with that?
Well, first of all, I think if your child is being bullied, like, if it's just a little bit of bullying, I think that's maybe normal with kids, you know. But if it's, like, a really bad case of bullying, I would talk to the parents of that child, because maybe the parents don't even know, because some kids can be very bad, maybe at school, and maybe at home they pretend that, you know, they're like sheep, right?
Little psycho sheep.
I would do that,
syndrome.
But on the other hand, you know, like, I mean, I think part of growing up is also knowing that, you know, things will happen to you in life that are not fair,
uh-huh.
You know. And I guess you just have to explain to them that maybe whoever is bullying you is, I think I used to tell them that they're jealous of you.
Yes.
I think that's what I used to say. Right?
Yes. Whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was one of my first jokes. And because I had a full mustache too, so one of my first jokes was like, my mom told me it was because they're jealous. So I'd be like, ah, bitch,
you wish I have
you,
you
should check out my butthole.
I too have a full mustache, so I wish I would have gotten some advice about that.
Oh, how did you take care of it?
So I would use my mom's little like tiny face electric razor and I would try to use that on my mustache and my eyebrows, and
I accidentally
shaved off like most of an eyebrow, so I stopped doing that.
Oh my god.
It was brutal. I gave myself bangs.
Did you eventually
after.
Do laser or electrolysis?
I'm going to do laser.
Oh cool.
I haven't yet. I just haven't been like in a place long enough to do laser.
Just be careful, everybody who has darker skin and darker hair. Laser, I don't know if they've made advancements since I got burned to a crisp on my neck, because I was doing my chin laser, and because the person that was doing it was bad too, but like it burnt. Apparently it's like the fairer your skin and the darker your hair, the more effective laser will be.
Perfect. Well, good.
Well, Bina,
yeah,
actually that burn turned out to be not a bad thing for you.
Yes, I did sue the studio, but I'd rather not talk about it here. That's a pipe dream. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sabrina Jalise. I have sued a laser studio, and I would not like to talk about it. Everything's normal at my house. My mother's never been bullied. I was not topless on the playground, and you heard it here first. Mitra Johari stole my identity and my man.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.